Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
All right, welcome in to another Let's Get Local here. The first Saturday of June. We are glad to be back. I'm Jason Hafeman, your host of the Dane by Local Radio Show here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, also 1580 AM. We are glad to have other shows with you here for the morning slate. How about that, huh? 2 hours with Jim Santel now on Saturdays. Got to enjoy that. Some really interesting discussions, some great calls this morning already for the inaugural program. And that's what this station is all about, engagement, getting people involved, also getting your takes and your information and, you know, sharing info to folks as well about how important that really is. The issues in our society, getting a voice to them as well to go along or at least be propped up next to some of the other more regular heard voices on radio stations all around our state. So, love Devil Radio, love what they do here, love the organization, Accruity, and the whole team. Our show, Let's Get Local, really focuses on looking back at our community, at our local businesses and leaders and the individuals and organizations that help make our community what it is. And, you know, this goes across the state as well. Look in your own community, no matter where you are, whether it's Madison, whether it's a surrounding community like Verona or Fitchburg or any of them. Shout out to Stoughton as well. Some good business owners down there, including my friend Drew Gelfi at Pancake Cafe down in Stoughton. And then businesses all around the state, including my hometown of Algoma, Wisconsin. Those local businesses are what make up our communities, what make them special, what make them unique, what give us identity, which, and also really what helps drive tourism. People aren't going to drive to your community to see another chain that they have in their community. Drive to your community to check out those unique places that they can't see anywhere else. So how do those businesses survive? Well, number one, people need to patronize them. We need to shop there. We need to eat there. We need to go there, do services with them. And then in addition to that, of course, we got to tell their stories. We got to get the word out about these wonderful local businesses so the customer, consumer, community member can also be aware of them and find them. So that's a big part of what our show is. We have a slate of guests today. We're trying to work through a couple of things real quick to get our first guest on, and I'm going to hit a quick song here in just a moment so we can work through that and get it all set up for you. We had a little trouble, but what a great show with Jim Santel this morning and this station on Saturdays. I'm really looking forward to the Saturday lineup. Going to be some great things ahead here for Crudy and the team. We'll be back in just a moment here. You are listening to Let's Get Local. Thanks again to SUPEC, Evolution Financial, for sponsoring this program. And we're back here on the big show. Let's Get Local. Again, thanks to Crudy and the team for the opportunity to be here to provide this program and get stories out about our local businesses and nonprofits. And today we have, like I said, a full slate of individuals. So let's get started here by talking to Tracy from TNT Pet Care Services. Tracy, thanks for making time for us today. I know you're always busy there taking care of pets, but tell us a little bit about your business here, TNT Pet Care Services. Hello, Tracy. Do you have me there? Okay. I guess she doesn't quite have me yet. I think she thought she did. But anyway, hey, when you're producing your own show, that's kind of the way it rolls sometimes. I'm going to send her a quick message. Okay. We do not have Tracy at the moment, but maybe we can make an adjustment. Shilpa, if you're ready, we will take you and talk to you right now, because sometimes you got to make adjustments on the fly, especially in live programming. I'm glad to have Shilpa Shankaran with us. Shilpa, let's transition and talk to you about your spa in Madison, which I just told my wife and daughter about last night, by the way, and they are excited to come check it out. Shilpa, are you with us here to talk about Kosha Ayurvedic Spa?
I am, Jason. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I've got you perfectly well. Thanks for filling in and stepping in here to first segment to talk to us about your business.
Adjustments are pretty normal around here as well.
Tell us a little bit about Kosha. It looks like a wonderful place.
Thank you. Yeah, we're located at the Garver Feed Mill, and we're kind of tucked away up on the second floor, hidden in this beautiful historic building that's also a gem in the middle of Madison. We have 4,500 square feet up here, and it includes everything from a big sanctuary space that has meditation area, couches, teas, and infusions that we make. It's just a place to kind of go inward. And we also have a steam and sauna that is post-COVID or during and post-COVID, basically a private area that you can book for an hour at a time. And there's a whole hot and cold ritual that you can go through back there. And we have 7 treatment rooms where we offer facials and massages and Ayurvedic treatments. And finally, we have a small commercial kitchen where we create our own organic kind of family recipes and Ayurvedic recipes for food to serve our guests here. But all of that is kind of could be similar to many other spas. I think what really makes us different is that we are locally owned by myself and my husband. And really it was created with the intention behind bringing my family history as well as Ayurveda wrapped around all of this. And Ayurveda is this practice of bringing our bodies into balance with nature and the environment and what we put into our bodies. And so everything we do is structured around that and formulated. So just teas are not teas. They're designed for each season. Just the oils are not just oils. They're designed for your specific body type. And the sanctuary is a place where you can just be and hear your inner voice, which we don't always have a chance to do in the life that we leave.
I have to admit, just during your time describing all of that, I became much more relaxed. And I'm not even there. I'm not even at the spa, so I can't even imagine what the experience would be like actually going there. So Shilpa Shankaran, owner of Kosha Ayurvedic Spa, it looks like an amazing place. And like you said, 4,500 square feet in this beautiful building in Madison and locally owned. That was one thing. I mentioned it before I brought you on. You know, my wife and daughter, my daughter had expressed wanting to go to a spa, wanting to have a spa day with her mom for the first time. And it's important to us to support local businesses. And we said, well, where can we find one? And so we went to the Dane by Local directory, found out about Kosha, and they are getting set, you know, getting their calendars together and ready to join you. And they want that experience. So tell them a little bit more about the services you might offer and things that they could experience together.
Yeah. Well, I love that you checked it out. And you know, what's interesting is how few people still know about us. We opened in November of 2019. And so we've been closed on and off for about 2 years. And so finally the word is getting out. The services we offer. So just kind of backing up a little bit about what Ayurveda is. It's the 5,000 year old medical practice in India. And it is quite holistic. It is based on the premise that we don't just live within the skin in our bodies, right? So we're affected by our environment. We digest everything, whether it's environmental toxins, emotions, our food, everything goes in, and whatever stays in needs to be good. And if it's not good, if it has toxins, then it will settle in and over time can become disease. And so our whole practice is there to continuously detox you and continuously help your digestive processes in your entire body be more efficient and more effective. And so anyone who understands Ayurveda can come here. But even if you don't know the first thing about it, we just immerse you in it and you can have a great service and really feel good, because the experience is going to surround you with the practice of Ayurveda. So you come into the sanctuary and even the aromatherapy is designed for the season. So we're still kind of in that in-between season, end of spring, early summer, but it's still a little wet, a little heavy, a little cold. Ayurveda is a practice of opposites. So the teas are going to be warming. They're going to still help us decongest because there's a lot of sickness going around right now. You can feel that congestion that's related to the weather. And detoxing is very important right now. So our kitchen includes foods like detoxifying foods like bitter greens. The spices are going to be more energizing and get your metabolism going. And these are things you can do at home as well. And then the oils likewise are going to be in that same vein so that you can start to help move toxins out of your body. The way we do the massages is a special treatment called Abhyanga. And we use like two bowls of warm oil on the body to help move the lymphatic system and detox. So you're experiencing it. It might just feel like a spa, but really there's so much intention and science behind it for everything you get.
It sounds fantastic. Shilpa, we have to go to a break. And I have another guest lineup for next segment. So, but I want to have you back on the program as well to tell us more about it here. So let's schedule something in an upcoming week where we can get a little bit more in depth on some of those things and really learn more about that. But before we go, please tell people again where they can find you and how they can book your services.
Yeah, and thank you, Jason. I look forward to returning. So you can find us at the Garver Feed Mill up on the second floor. Just pop in. The doors are open to the community anytime. We have a little boutique where we sell our own products that have been made locally. You can just take a little tour of the spa. Otherwise, you can find us at koshaspa.com. That's KOSASPA.com. And if you call the spa, I'm usually the person to answer and can help you navigate through our menu and our website.
Wow. Shilpa Shankaran and her amazing family bringing this spa to our community in Madison. Thanks, Shilpa, for your time and what you have brought to Madison. We'll get more people out there, okay?
I hope so. Thank you, Jason. Take care.
We'll be back here in just a minute. You're listening to Let's Get Local.